This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden just wrapped up an appearance with his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. The pair making their first appearance as a ticket in the eastern U.S. city of Wilmington in Biden's home state of Delaware. At the socially distanced event, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Harris is ready to do the job day one.
Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country, the middle class, for all those who are struggling to get into the middle class.
Harris is the first Black woman and the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. Biden will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. President Trump has privately discussed with advisors the possibility of replacing Defense Secretary Mark Esper after the November election in the wake of a number of differences between the two, a source familiar with the internal debate said Wednesday. The source, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the two men were, quote, not in a good place, end quote, but that Mr. Trump did not intend to move on Esper until voters have rendered their judgment on a second Trump term November 3rd. The president reportedly was troubled by Esper's opposition to invoking the Insurrection Act. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Belarus confirmed the death of a jailed protester after police violently cracked down on demonstrations over disputed presidential polls. The riot police have arrested thousands in street clashes across the country after long-serving leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in Sunday polls. The strongman's opponents accuse him of rigging the election, where his main rival was a massively popular opposition candidate. The Belarusian Investigative Committee said in a statement that a 25-year-old man died after he was detained Sunday and sentenced to 10 days in prison for taking part in illegal protests. Police in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru, also known as Bangalore, say three people are dead after violence erupted between police and protesters. The two groups clashed over a reportedly derogatory Facebook post about the Prophet Muhammad. The Times of India newspaper reports the violence began when a nephew of a lawmaker allegedly posted remarks. That led to thousands taking to the streets and clashing with officers. According to Bangalore's police chief, officers were unable to quell protesters and opened fire with live ammunition in self-defense. Police also said the person responsible for the offensive post had been arrested. Germany's foreign minister said Wednesday Lebanon needed a government that can fight corruption and enact reforms. The foreign minister toured the scene of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port that has triggered protests and led the government to resign. Last week's blast at a warehouse killed at least 171 people, injured some 6,000, and damaged swaths of the Mediterranean city, compounding a deep economic and financial crisis. Wednesday, the Brazilian state of Paraná reached a deal with Russia to produce a COVID-19 vaccine that Moscow has touted as the first to market. This is according to the state's press office, although details of the agreement were not immediately available. Paraná state had said Tuesday it was in talks to produce the vaccine, although it was unclear if the state's research institute would get the necessary regulatory approvals from Brazil's federal government. A study from the Journal of Adolescent Health says there is a possible link between vaping and COVID-19. The study suggests teens and young adults in the United States who inhale could be 5 to 7 times more at risk of contracting the disease caused by the coronavirus. The study asked participants if they had ever vaped before, whether they had vaped or smoked in the last 30 days, if they had COVID-19 symptoms, were tested for it, or contracted the disease. Via remote from Washington, Diane Roberts, VOA News.